something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambor Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-571-4362. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah.
See, you're a prince. Your supply cannot be diminished. Do you understand? You have an eternal inheritance. Hallelujah. Your supply never runs dry. You are abundantly supplied. It's on continually. Every time you plug into that socket, there's a flow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, this is beautiful. See, here, we are acquainted. In fact, if they haven't taken electricity, the light, if they haven't taken it for several hours in a day, we are surprised. You mean NEPA gave us light? It's big news that light has been on since 8 a.m. and now it's 5 p.m. That's big news. That's big news. Huh? They didn't take it. We are excited. We are used to them taking it. It just goes, phew. And we go, oh. We know the options very quickly, you know. But I tell you, there are people in this same world, in certain places in this world, who don't know it is possible for the light to go. They don't know. Since they were born, they've never read it. They've never heard it. They don't know it is possible for there to be no light. Are you hearing me? They don't know. They're born into such an environment. They've grown there. They don't discuss it. They don't talk about, are we going to have light today? I mean, if you ask, do you always have light? Don't be amazed. What are you talking about? They would ask you, does it stop? They don't know that. In the same way, brothers and sisters, when you get into your inheritance, you will not know it is possible to have a shortage. When you get into your inheritance, you will not know it is possible to have a shortage. Because when you start living here, you are swimming in God's abundance. You don't know that the value of the naira has changed. Why? Because, I mean, you are ever flowing. Oh, see what I mean? They haven't gotten into this thing well enough. They're surprised. Surprise? Don't be surprised. It's the life you're called to live. That's the life you're called to live. The surprise should be that you are broke. I mean, in Abraham's world, if you get broke, did you say what? You what? Did you say you're... Jacob couldn't be broke. He didn't know what it was to be broke. But he was houseboy. Houseboy that could not be broke. And he didn't steal anything. What about Joseph? Joseph came into Potiphar's house. He was houseboy. But houseboy with a difference. Do you understand what I'm talking about? With a difference. You may be the messenger at work, but be messenger with a difference. Did you hear me? I mean, the way you clean those glasses. ought to be wondering whether that's a better job than the one he's doing now. You know? I mean, the way which you're happy. You dress cool, dress fine. Put that robe on, not your tie, smooch, and then work on those things. Just clean up. You're washing the cars? Wash them clean. When you're through cleaning and washing, you look... You understand what I'm talking about? With a happy good morning, when you greet, they can't believe it. Did you say that he's what's his rank? They'll be asking about your rank. Don't just, you know, some of you just put your coat like this. I mean, that's you going to work. It's unbelievable. You're going to work. You don't care. You just go like that. Just be going. You don't care. You are Abraham's seed. You are. Huh? Just collect your shirt from the lion. Is it dry? Yes. Just wait. You wouldn't even take the time to press it. Look, press it. Let it stand by the time you're done with it. Even if you're a taxi driver, dress neatly. Don't be smelling. Dress neatly. And the person who comes inside, he'll look at you and he'll wonder, he'll think that maybe you're doing him a favor. He can't think you are the driver. He said, please, good morning. See, he'll be stuck. He doesn't know how to address you. That's the way. You are the king's king. You're Abraham's seed. Did you hear me? I said you're Abraham's seed. You may be a cook in a restaurant. That's your, yeah. Make sure it's clean. Not that when you come out you are smelly and those who are trying to eat are, please, okay, you can leave the water, I'll leave it. No, go there with your perfume. You understand? When you're done cooking like that, you're coming out where the people are, just spray yourself good. Because you're Abraham's seed. Are you hearing me? You're Abraham's seed. Soon as you're done from work, don't just carry your gun and say, yeah, I'm going home. It's been a hard day. Get a shower and come out because you are Abraham's seed. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Sure, you're Abraham's seed. They say, well, it appears there's going to be some difficulty in this childbirth. We expect your labor to be something about 13 hours. The way you're looking, say, doctor, don't worry, I'm Abraham's seed. Don't worry, I'm Abraham's seed. You see them doctors running up and down all because of you. Don't go, doctor, please do something. Doctor, oh, please, call on the doctor. Please do something. Don't let me die. Don't let me die. Hey! They're rushing. And how do you feel? Say, I feel cool. I'm all right. Do you have any pains? Yes, a lot of it, but I'm Abraham's seed. Because you may be going through pains. There's no pain. You know you're hurting. You know, I'm not hurting. No. There are a lot of pains, but I'm Abraham's seed. Hallelujah. I feel a lot of pains, but I'm Abraham's seed. That's who you are. I want to see you do something tomorrow morning. I want to see you smile like a king's son or daughter. Because that's who you really are. That's who you really are. Amen. Lift your hands toward heaven. We have an inheritance. Something that belongs to us in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0803-571-4362 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambor Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. Thank you for joining us today. This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you. Thank you.